Turkey's political feud erupted this week into a parliament brawl. Rival lawmakers clashed over a draft bill that will give the government a bigger role in appointing judges and prosecutors. The opposition claims it is an effort to stifle a corruption scandal. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has cast the corruption allegations as an attempted judicial coup and blames foreign powers.
Şunu da söylemek zorundayım.
Dissemination propaganda has been launched against us. There is a gang, a cabal, plotting within the state.
More than 10,000 anti-corruption protesters took to the streets of Ankara last week. Gul Berna Özcan of Royal Holloway University of London says the allegations extend to the top of Turkish business and politics.
Corruption has been actually increasing as the economy got bigger and more affluent. The most critical part of the current government's corruption index, so to speak, has to do with public procurements, municipal services, land planning, urban planning, and privatization.
The scandal has seen three cabinet ministers resign, several police chiefs and 350 police officers have been fired, dozens have been arrested. Observers say the purge is targeting followers of a powerful conservative movement known as Hizmet, founded by a US-based Islamic scholar Fethullah Gulen. Again, Gul Berna Özcan.
The Gulen movement have also been part of this economic reallocation through privatization, municipal real estate arrangements, planning changes, and various other opportunities. And they perhaps have been increasingly squeezed out of these big fortunes.
An average economic growth rate of 5.2% per year during the last decade has helped Prime Minister Erdogan win three terms in office. But since 2011, that growth has begun to falter, says Fadi Hakura, Turkey analyst at the Policy Institute, Chatham House.
Now that the pie is shrinking, each side wants to have a bigger slice of a shrinking pie, and that's generating enormous amount of feuding and disagreement between conservative forces in Turkey.
Hakura says Turkey has become stuck in what economists call a middle-income trap.
What is important is productivity growth, the quality of human capital, a robust state institutions, transparency, and the rule of law. And on all these criteria, Turkey is seriously lacking. Therefore, Turkey seems to be now trapped.
And the latest corruption allegations spell further economic trouble, says Gul Berna Özcan.
The rule of law is definitely in a serious danger. No one would like to invest in a country where judiciary is controlled by the government.
Prime Minister Erdogan claims the allegations are false and aimed at derailing his bid to become president in elections scheduled for September. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.